Swimming is an excellent good for the soul exercise. And what can be more delightful to our own souls than seeing our dogs enjoy leaping into the water after a bumper or other floatable toy? Just seeing the look of delight on my dog's face when he swims makes my heart feel like it's going to burst. If your dog is going to swim au naturel in a pond or lake, make sure that the pond is clean and safe. There should be no or very minimal pond scum, such as algae or other unidentified floating materials, on the surface. And there should be no sticks or old dead trees in the pond that the dog could scrape itself on, or worse, impale itself on when jumping from the edge. In addition, make sure that there's no broken glass around the edges of the pond, because these can cut a dog's tendons and create a career-ending injury. If you have access to a pool, that can be a very safe place to swim your dog, though you should always teach the dog where the steps are so that it can get out of the pool if it wants to. For variety, you can have your dog retrieve various floating objects or swim after you as you kayak on a lake, dropping floatable treats behind you like Hansel and Gretel dropped their breadcrumbs. By the way, many dry dog treats float, and so do oyster crackers. You can also put your dog on a leash and walk around the edge of a pool, dropping treats into the water while your dog swims beside you. If you do this, though, make sure you walk around the pool in both directions. We all know that not every dog is a natural swimmer. However, with patience and lots of treats and the use of a life vest, many non-swimming breeds have been taught to not just tolerate swimming, but love it. I've seen Chihuahuas, Pugs, Afghans, and Shelties drag their owners to the edge of the water and beg to swim. The key is to let your dog enter the water of its own volition. It helps if you're in the water, your dog is hungry, and you have delicious treats to lure your dog in very, very gradually. Always start in still, warm water so that your dog doesn't experience any negatives in these early stages. It might take many training sessions for your dog to grow bold enough, so be patient. And here's another bonus. If your dog ever develops osteoarthritis, swimming is one of the best ways to build muscle to support the joints without creating additional impact. Studies have even shown that swimming reduces the levels of inflammatory markers in the blood of dogs with arthritis. Ultimately, swimming is just a delightful activity for both you and your dog.